Hello, listeners. Thank you for listening to. Oh, wait. What? This is. Oh, this is strangely literal. Hi, everyone. This is Kim from Upside Down and Halfway to Happy Land. And you're listening to Strangely Literal, apparently, with Tabs.
Dislike that, Anya. She's newly human and strangely literal.
What? I don't say that. No one says that. No one talks that way.
Strangely Literal, the podcast.
So here's the part where you make a choice.
Deborah Book was just telling us funny stories about his life at the monastery.
This goes beyond anything I've ever done. It's a total loss of control. And not in a nice, wholesome, my girlfriend has pierced tongue kind of way.
I think you've already figured out I'm not the poster boy for normal.
I've given some thought to moving off the edge. Not an ideal location.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Strangely Literal. This is Tabs bringing you another Christmas story. This one is another Firefly one called On Bended Wing, and it is read by the awesome Jancis, who played Mr. Gordo in Buffy Between the Lines, and I just love his voice, even if he cannot play Mal. he sent me an email. It's like, reading the story made me realize that I can never play Mal, and he was very sad, but he still has a great reading voice. I hope that you're having a wonderful holiday season. It is fast approaching. It's amazing how quickly time goes. And make sure that if you have another Whedon fan in your life, you're checking out QMX.com for some lovely gifts. And pretty soon there will be Dr. Horrible and Firefly stuff to buy. And I'm so excited about that. So yeah, QMX, great place to stop and get some good fan goodies or things from another world or your local comic book store. Great places. So I hope that you guys are having a very merry Whedonverse Christmas. And if you have Buffy ornaments on your tree, that's awesome. And yeah, you guys are all rock, and tune in soon for another Christmassy fanfic.
Time for some thrilling heroics. Here's how it is.
You'll get killed, I'm telling.
Okay, that's new.
On Bended Wing, read by Jancis. Book wasn't, by nature, a manipulative man. Not in his present life, at any rate. Still, as he stood finishing up some late-night dishes, he wasn't above turning the volume up just a bit on the song he had been singing to himself. Just enough to make the tune audible to the owner of the purposeful footfalls he heard approaching the dining area. "Shove a book?" the captain greeted as he entered the gallery. He took down his mug and cast a searching look along the cooktop. Still singing, Book called Mal's attention to the coffee pot in his hands and finished rinsing, setting it on the counter, never interrupting his song. The captain groaned at the lack of coffee and turned to search for fresh fixings. "Seems to me," he commented as he rooted through various compartments and hidey-holes without success, "that Christmas has been done with 2 days now. Ain't it time to stow the midnight clear until next year?" Book let the question dangle until he had finished the last verse. Never did feel right dropping a prayful song midway, and, truth be told, he enjoyed the sound of his own baritone, particularly on a song of a melancholy bend. Only when the last note had melted away did he address the question.
"I'm afraid it's in my nature, Captain, to celebrate Christmas until we reach January 6th.
Dishes finished, he meticulously dried his hands.
"What some call Little Christmas, whatever's referred to as."
He produced a pouch of ground coffee from his pocket and presented it to the captain.
"Epiphany."
Mal gave a snort but accepted the coffee.
"Others can refer to it all they want, creature. I had my epiphanies, plenty of them, and not one was to do with strangers lining up to plow me with valuables."
He measured water with practiced ease and set the coffee to brewing.
"Anyway, seems one day a year is plenty enough to ruminate on the musical talents of winged orchestras. Little more than that."
He took a seat at the table, his voice turning to a conspiratorial whisper.
"Takes away the mystery. Oh."
Book folded his hands, touching his index fingers together.
"I reckon there's not enough time in all of infinity to take away the mystery. We've so many questions to consider that even now, heading on 3 millennia after the events in question, We have no idea what it is we're meant to ask, much less understand. Won't disagree with you there.
Mal was up again, staring at the coffee pot, shaking it a little by its handle.
And yet we keep asking the same familiar questions. The who's, the what's.
Brooke moved to stand opposite Mal.
The why's. I know the why's, Shepard. Got all the answers I needed once I pulled my head out of the clouds you angels are singing in. Found it made heaps more sense to watch the non-heavenly path and avoid the intents of the other sinners who are all too keen on drawing a bead. Find that gets me through, and no being fitted for a halo before my time. I don't imagine as many of us need to be troubled about being fitted for halos, but...
Book set his own mug beside Mal's.
It doesn't hurt to listen to those who already have them.
Mal picked up the pot and, judging the coffee ready, filled his mug and Book's with evident relief.
Then you go ahead and listen to them, Shepard.
He smiled curtly, handing Book his mug.
You leave me a note if they happen to mention me by name. Until then...
Mal started across the room and up the stairs to the foredeck.
The Seraphim and the Cherubim can chime all they want, but they grow tired warbling long before I take up with the choir.
Book smiled at the captain's retreating back, the words of a song running through his head.
But that's the point, son.
He spoke to the empty room.
For that we decline to hear, they never do stop singing.
He picked up his own cup of coffee, and, oddly comforted, returned to his room, this time whistling the old tune as he went.
All of the characters and universes referenced here are the intellectual copyrighted material of Joss Whedon, the Fox Network, Universal Pictures, and others. This podcast and the stories contained therein are purely for entertainment purposes, and no money or Second Life money was made off of this. All stories are by individuals and used with permission from the author. Strangely Literal is created in Chicago and has no connection or affiliation with Joss Whedon or any other fine podcasts out there. For more information about this show, please check out our website at strangelyliteral.com.
The podcast you are listening to is part of the Between the Lines Studios network. To find more great podcasts, please visit www.betweenthelinestudios.com.
Grr.
Gah.
Yay, me.